broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico. Bill Hendry.
And it's not just that the law Arizona passed is divisive.
Congress shall make no law
respecting an establishment.
He stood in my seat and looked up in the compartment and said, oh, my God.
This is his job. You may not want to be in charge of the United States of America and be the president when we have the worst oil spill ever.
World famous Bill Hendry Show. Every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch on this show, and every night we'll take you anywhere to find it. Our website is philhendryshow.com, which is the right arm or the left arm, depending upon which one you use, of our radio show. We have a live streaming video feed of our show right now, as well as the audio. And you can join us in the 360-degree multicolor glory that am us over there at philhendryshow.com. So watch live streaming video and audio, and also get all of the downloads of our daily show that you can download it the next day at philhendryshow.com. 20th anniversary of our show coming up in August. And we're going to be looking here this hour at a story about, and I think this is always welcome, to hear news about young people being educated as to our Constitution. It's a nationwide campaign that was launched today to promote the First Amendment to young Americans through education and through advertising. One for All. This is a nonpartisan effort that has the support of celebrities like Ellen DeGeneres, as well as John Mellencamp and NBC's Meet the Press host, David Gregory. It's called the, as I said, the One for All organization. It's a First Amendment campaign to educate kids. Here is a one-for-all release of a video featuring celebrities, lawmakers, reporters, highlighting the text of the First Amendment. In this clip, we hear the voices of Sandra Day O'Connor, Brian Williams, Alex Trebek, LL Cool J, Gwen Ifill, Martin Sheen, and John Lewis. So other than John Lewis, these are some real heavy intellectual types. I'm kidding. John Lewis is, but anyway, we got Sandra Day O'Connor and John Lewis, a representative and a Supreme Court justice, and everybody else is on TV.
Congress shall make no law
respecting an establishment of religion
or prohibiting the free exercise thereof
or abridging the freedom of speech
or of the press
or the right of the people peaceably to assemble
and to petition the government for a redress of grievances.
Mavis Leonard joining us. Mavis is a, well, not Mavis. We got your niece here. Sorry, Clara. I was thinking of your aunt. Clara Bingham has joined us, who is a middle school teacher at Joyful Union Congregation. But how is the family, by the way?
They're very good, Phil. I don't mind being confused for my aunt. She is a wonderful woman, and she did spend a lot of years teaching school.
All right. Anyway, Clara, it is good to have you with us, and in our regards to Pastor Renick, and this is a campaign that you support wholeheartedly, don't you? The education of our young people about the First Amendment. The reason why I ask you is anybody would be supportive of a campaign to teach kids about the Constitution. Why the First Amendment? Now, the First Amendment is freedom of speech, but why do we focus on the First Amendment?
Well, there are a lot of reasons. So I think the First Amendment is our most vital amendment. It is the amendment that teaches us that for the first time in human history, the people have a right to express themselves in a constructive way, in a way that is going to help move society forward. People, for the very first time in the history of the world, with the exception perhaps of the Roman Republic, can say how they feel about creating a better America. You can say what you want to say about anything, how the Gulf, the oil spill in the Gulf is ruining our environment and the excess of the business. There was a time you couldn't say these things. But now you've got the right to. And we want to tell children, especially children, that you can support your country and you can support yourself and support the longevity of our country and our society by exercising your right to free speech and talk about what a great country we have and how we can stop people from ruining our country, whether it's British Petroleum or some of these other people that we're talking about.
You know, well, you know, you're talking about political speech. That's important, but it also goes to all kinds of speech, doesn't it?
It does, Phil.
Although we have, when people say, are there limits to free speech, what is the lesson that you teach kids when you talk about the limits to free speech?
Well, we talk about the most obvious lesson that was given to us by our Supreme Court is that you cannot shout fire in a crowded theater. That is the lesson, that is the example that we give when we say what are the limits to free speech, because if you have the freedom to shout fire in a crowded theater, we are saying you have the freedom to put people at risk. You do not have that freedom. That is not free speech. That is irresponsible speech that puts people at risk. And so when we talk to our young people and we say exercise your speech, but remember to exercise your speech responsibly. If you say that President Obama is a socialist, you're talking about the very first black president we've ever had. And so say that he is a socialist, or to say that a black president is a communist, this is like, in many ways, shouting fire in a crowded theater. I know it's not exactly the same.
Well, again, you're getting into political speech here, though. Isn't that... That is the right of people, though, as wrong as it might be, or if I'm missing something here.
No, the First Amendment very clearly states that you have the right to speak out in support of the constructive and the life-giving and life-supporting aspects of human nature, of humankind. You do not have the right to shout, for instance, I'm a black woman. There is no right for a white man like a Mel Gibson to walk into a black neighborhood and shout the N-word at the top of his lungs and believe that he's going to walk out of that neighborhood as opposed to be driven out in an ambulance, you know.
All right.
And you can't say, for instance, fire, fire in a crowded theater when there is no fire. And you can't say, we've got a black president and he is a commie. You can't do that because what that causes is panic among so many whites.
This is a racial issue.
But we are talking about free speech, Phil. I have taught government for a long time.
All right. So the First Amendment, when we talk about speech, and we say that it is not constitutional to say fire in a crowded theater because you're putting people at risk, and I understand that.
Yeah.
I understand you cannot create a public emergency that can necessarily lead to loss of life and limb. So I get that. Now, if I say to Mel Gibson, you're not allowed to shout the N-word in a black neighborhood.
In a very crowded black neighborhood, you cannot. In a crowded black neighborhood. In a crowded black neighborhood. If you say to Mel Gibson, you're going to go into a black neighborhood, you're going to say the N-word. You do not have that right in a crowded black neighborhood. There are a lot of black people around, and you're going to get them agitated. You get yourself killed. So that's just, I'm giving an example, Phil.
And all right, well, it's a little... Okay, I mean, I understand, but aren't you kind of separating, I mean, can't we say, for instance, white or black, fire in a crowded theater?
Absolutely, you could say that.
All right, then when I say, but then when you said that I can't shout commie, and I'm not exactly sure how you said that.
I'm not trying to confuse you.
All right.
I'm simply saying free speech is the greatest gift that we have as a people.
And right, but to say... To say what? To say that...
You can't say, we have a black president and start hollering commie. We have a black president. That is not the responsible exercise of free speech. To say, we have just elected a black president, and now let's holler, I want to holler pinko. I want to holler socialist. That is irresponsible. That's like you are shouting N-word in a crowded black theater. Or I should say in a black neighborhood, or fire in a black theater, or in a white theater. any kind of a theater or with any color if you say fire. And the point that I'm making, and I think it's very important, and it's illustrated because I don't understand so many young people today, of course, are not getting good education, but so many of our don't. And yourself, Phil, you are a very intelligent man, but you're not grasping what I'm saying. That free speech does not allow you to say Barack Obama is born in an Africa, you know, he was born in a witch doctor's hut. You can't do that because that caused a panic. You see what I'm saying?
And well, I don't know. I mean, the freedom of speech, which extends to just about any kind of speech with regard to, you can't slander people.
That is correct.
You can't libel people. I know that you can't say untrue things about people without being open to a lawsuit and the fire in a crowded theater.
And saying things like Barack Obama was born in a witch doctor's hut and he a commie. That's the same thing as shouting N-word in a crowded white theater or in a black neighborhood. So there are limits. Everyone knows there are limits to speech. This is not anything that I'm saying that's unusual. And I apologize if I'm getting sidetracked here. I'm just trying to say.
No, I know that there's limits to speech. It just seems like some of the limits you're talking about are not really limits.
No, but they are limits. They are very definitely limits. And we teach our children that. We teach our children that if you hear a man, a lot of them are Glenn Beck, and I know a lot of them are Glenn Beck nuts, but nonetheless, they may be nuts, and they may not be right in the head, but they still can do damage when they say that Barack Obama, there's a fire in a crowded theater, Barack Obama is a witch doctor, or Michelle Obama is a gorilla. That is not covered by free speech.
Well, it's not a nice thing to say, but I didn't know that it's not covered by free speech.
No, that is not constitutional. To call Michelle Obama an ape.
That's unconstitutional.
That is correct.
877-876-PHIL. We're talking with Mavis Leonard. Or excuse me, we're talking to her niece, Clara Bingham. Mavis is at home, probably asleep. Clara Bingham, who is a middle school teacher at Joyful Union Congregation, talking with us here about this new campaign to educate our kids in school about the First Amendment. It is a nationwide campaign that was launched today to promote the First Amendment, and she was talking with us about the limits of free speech, as well as the broad allowances of free speech. You cannot shout fire in a crowded theater. You can't say that Barack Obama's a commie. You can't call Michelle Obama a gorilla, but you can support the cleanup of the Gulf and the fining of British Petroleum and so forth. 877-876-PHIL is our number, 877-876-PHIL. What do you feel are the limits of free speech? Give us a call here, 877-876-PHIL, and we'll be back with Clara Bingham on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Famous Bill Hendry Show.
All right. 877-876-PHIL. What the hell is that music?
It is very unusual.
877-876-PHIL. Welcome back to the world famous Phil Hendry Show. I'm speaking with Clara Bingham. She is a middle school teacher at Joyful Union Congregation in Bellflower, California, about a campaign that launches an education of our youths about the First Amendment, a nationwide campaign. We're talking about the First Amendment, the right to free speech. And you have you're talking about it, and you're a teacher. And it's interesting what we think we are entitled to say and what the constitutional limits of speech are.
Well, the thing I think that we need to remember, Phil,
mm-hmm.
is that the limit is you can't yell fire in a crowd theater. We have one conservative student.
No, I know that, but you're talking about Obama, you know, you can't yell commie.
Well, let me give you an example of what I mean. We have one young man, his name is Tony. He's a good boy. He's a very conservative student. Now, he has claimed the right to say Obama was a socialist. And I tried to explain to him what the limit of on free speech. And he kept insisting that he had rights. And so I used him as a teaching moment for the rest of our children. And I knew that this boy comes from a very conservative family. He's got a, a no-spin zone backpack.
And oh, from the TV show?
From the TV show, yes. So, and I know that's a conservative show.
That's a Bill O'Reilly show.
That is a Bill O'Reilly show, yes. But he got a no-spin backpack and all that. So I said, you go down to this neighborhood in El Monte, California, which is where a lot of Hispanic and blacks live. And I said, you do what you do with Bruce Willis. And he said, I don't know what you mean by Bruce Willis. I said, you put a sandwich board on that says, I hate N-word, S, you know, that. And you tell me how long you're able to walk as opposed to push yourself along on a pallet board. You see what I mean? And I was being a little bit funny. And
oh, my God. Well, you're not going to expect the kid to do that.
No, I'm not at all. But he said, I understand what you mean, Miss Bingham, because I understand if I go down there, I call those people at work. And he said, I would be rolling along. I'd have to put on extra thick gloves to roll myself along like that, like in the movie Freak. And I said, that's exactly right. And so I said to my students, I said, we are all free to say what we want. But understand that if you say the wrong thing, that you're going to push yourself along the ground like you out of Freak. You know,
like you're out of the what?
Like you out of the movie Freak, like the man who lit the cigarette, he ain't got no legs.
That you would be an armless, legless...
Freak, yeah. If you went down to a neighborhood and said, I don't like N-words, then you would be like in that movie, Freak.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. We're talking about the First Amendment and the limits as well as the prerogatives that our Constitution grants us through the Bill of Rights, the greatest document in the history of the world, our Constitution, and perhaps the heart and the very soul of that, our Bill of Rights, those 10 original amendments to the Constitution. Here is Jeremy in Denver, Colorado, a listening on KTNI. Go ahead, Jeremy, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, sir. I'd just like to comment and say that while it may be ill-advised to go into an all-black neighborhood as a white man and scream the N-word like an idiot, that's not an infringement on constitutional rights. It's stupid, it's ignorant, and it could get you in trouble, but that is not the same as something that infringes on constitutional rights. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, the definition, if you go into a crowded theater and you yell fire, you know that endangers the lives of the people in the theater. If you go into a crowded neighborhood and yell N-word, you are endangering the lives of those people.
Why?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, that makes sense to the point that if I go into a crowded theater and endanger the lives of other people, then yes, that is a problem.
Yeah,
but if I go into a neighborhood, an all-black neighborhood as a white man and yell that, the only person I'm endangering is myself. And I'm not agreeing that word is acceptable or okay. I'm saying that I'm endangering myself. And while that is an ignorant thing to do, it's still protected by the Constitution.
Well, but no, because you're also endangering a neighborhood.
How is he endangering the neighborhood?
If he goes into a crowded black neighborhood and yells the N-word, now you have a race riot. Now, he is the only white man there, so he's going to die right away. But then they all turn on each other, you see, and burn down, and you've seen it.
Well, wait a minute. And that's his fault?
Well, I think you have to recognize this would be his fault.
That this man here who's yelled, or not even him, but anybody, who goes in, yells N-word, he gets killed immediately, and then the whole neighborhood burns down, it's his fault.
That is him yelling N-word in a crowded neighborhood, yes. And that is why we are teaching our children during this First Amendment campaign that when you holler commie or William, the man, I forget that commie that Obama hung out with, you all know who it is?
William Ayers?
Yeah. If you start talking about that, that's where your right to express free speech ends, because you're calling Obama some kind of a freak, you know, a revolutionary. And that's not the spirit of the First Amendment.
The right to free speech ends at the point where you're endangering other people.
Exactly. We'll be back. World famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL.
No, I don't agree.
Phil Hendry. This is the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
And on the line is Clara Bingham, and she is a middle school teacher from Joyful Union Congregation Middle School, as we talk about the campaign launching educating our youth as to the First Amendment. Clara, you and I were discussing just a few moments ago the oil drilling in the Gulf. You claim that this is the First Amendment is being violated somehow?
Yes. First of all, Phil, the First Amendment is not just free speech. The First Amendment also extends to our freedom of press. When you look at some of the television and newspaper and all this, as they are practicing free speech and free press, but there are propaganda, and this is very unfortunate, the propaganda.
Give me an idea when you say propaganda. You mentioned Fox.
Fox is a propaganda. CNN has a long history of a nuke. And when you look at how they drill for the oil, and you talking about, I heard you say the coast of California, they drill for oil, and that it's safe. This is an abuse of your freedom of the press. And
why is that? I mean, I happen to know it's safe. You can go out the coast of California here, as I've mentioned.
They are drilling at 2,000 feet in the Santa Barbara Channel.
Yeah?
That is very, very deep.
And that's not 5,000 feet.
Hold on. You're interrupting me, Mr. Henry. One of the things that I do is I'm a teacher and I educate. And I'm trying to educate you so that you don't abuse, and I don't say that you do, Phil, but you don't want to abuse our constitutional right to lie about how deep an oil well goes. When you know, and again, our right to free speech means that we have the right, and we have the right to speak out against them drilling at 5,000 feet. And we have the right to speak out against them drilling at 2,000 feet. No one's ever given us that right before, because the oil companies, they own everything. They own the Constitution.
But I don't have the right to say it's cool to drill in the Santa Barbara Channel because it's safe.
You can't holler N-word in a crowded black neighborhood.
No, wait a minute. That's not hollering N-word in a crowded black neighborhood. That's simply saying it's safe to drill.
It's safe to drill. So now you'll get people who are pro-drilling. They will panic. They'll rush down to the ocean and want to drill it all up. And the irresponsibility of that is like shouting fire in a crowded black theater, like a fire in a crowded theater.
That there will be a lot of people drilling oil because I say that it's safe. I mean, it's just an opinion. Obviously, there's going to be science involved, and there's going to be people who are looking into the relative merits, pro and con, of that. Linda in Houston, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Clara Bingham. Go ahead, please.
Oh, hello. Hello, Miss Clara.
Yes, hi.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Hi.
It's very interesting to see your interpretation of our First Amendment.
I think you have to teach our children what is going to be eventually a constitutional challenge, Supreme Court challenge. What are they faced with when it comes to judiciary and interpretation of our Constitution, as well as the actual limits of it?
Well, so, in other words, you're saying that...
I want to speak to this lady, Bill. I want to talk to the lady.
To me, you're interpreting...
I've already talked to you, Phil.
Your interpretation of the First Amendment is that it's free speech as long as it's free for you. But it seems to me...
Oh, no. No, not at all. Not at all.
Well, it's okay for you. Did I not hear you just say a few minutes ago that we can't call Obama a socialist or a commie, but didn't you just say the man that Obama was running with, you know, that commie, Bill Ayers, you just called him a commie. And then, yeah. not only that, you just called Glenn Beck and anybody that listens to him stupid. Now, is that like...
No, I didn't. I said the Glenn Beck nut. I didn't call Glenn Beck. I said Glenn Beck nut.
Well, what do you mean? The people that watch him?
Yeah. Glenn Beck but believe me when I tell you, I would love, and I'm a black woman, I would love to stand in the middle of a black neighborhood and yell out, I hate all you N-word. I'd love to do it. I can't. So it cuts both ways. You see.
You're telling me that because you're black, it means something to say you'd like to stand in the middle of a black neighborhood and say, I hate all you N-words.
Well, I'm saying, Phil, you know, that it doesn't matter what color I am, black or white.
Oh,
I'd like to do it, but I can't because I could cause a race riot.
You are racial and you are political.
No, dear.
You have business teaching the First Amendment.
If you can explain where I
would never have my grandchild or my child in a classroom with you teaching.
I don't know what I haven't been able to explain. What don't you understand? I have simply said that if you yell fire in a crowded theater.
You've used that example, but you don't know. I don't see how that applies.
Well, I have said, if you call Obama, Obama today, like, for instance, you, Linda, if you said, I saw Obama and I listened to more of his black bullcrap today.
You know what? No, I don't look at Obama and look at him as black. You know what I
look at? No, I know that. I know that. I'm saying, if you said to your husband, there's more of that black bullcrap today from Obama.
She just said she doesn't see Obama as black.
I didn't say Obama.
You know how
black bullcrap.
I see Obama as someone who is not competent to be running our country, to be our president.
Is that okay to say that? That's hate speech because
there's nothing about that. It's my opinion.
Pardon? The First Amendment does not allow us, with the very first black president we've ever had, to talk about him being incompetent, because what that does is it immediately makes you think he is some kind of a dumb, fumbling, step and fetch it.
Wait. There's nothing in the Constitution. This hasn't even gone to the Supreme Court. You're telling me that because he's our first black president...
That is right. There is... It can be interpreted that if you criticize him, you're saying he's some kind of fumbling coachman. You know, like he's got a big top hat with a whip and go get the horses out of the barn.
Oh, my.
And that's what we're trying to avoid.
Well, I don't see how we're doing that at all. I mean, you're interpreting all of this to be racial.
No, I am not. He's the first black president we ever had, isn't he? Would you say that that's true?
Of course.
All right, so when you criticize him, I'll ask Linda, what are you thinking when you criticize him?
Well, okay, do you think that Obama is perfect? Has he done anything wrong as far as you're concerned?
When you think of Obama, you think of his face and his features, don't you? You do, don't you?
You must.
And so... And so when you think of Obama, you're thinking of his big ears and his big lips.
You know what?
That's what we're trying to avoid.
Well, no. That's not...
What's that? This is how you sound, dear. You're going, eat up. Your phone, I can't handle it.
Linda, thank you. 877-876-PHIL. I can hear her phone fine. Let's go over here to Britain. Go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, well, first of all, thanks for having me. Second of all, I just want to say
I can't agree
with you more. It's absolutely ridiculous that we, as a people, cannot criticize our government, because that's exactly what the freedom of speech is for, is to be able to criticize our government. And celebrities and politicians have always been held to much different standards than the general public when it comes down to freedom of speech issues, because celebrities have always been subject to more more ridiculed than the general public has because of their celebrity, and that definitely applies to politicians. And it really aggravates me that we can't call a president who is, you know, communist at worst and socialist at best because of his socialization of health care and his taking over of other industries.
You can't do that. You can't do that because the freedom of speech doesn't allow that.
Well,
the First Amendment has limits.
Honestly, against the freedom of speech, how come the FCC hasn't come on yet and taken me off the air? Because that's not against the law.
No. I did not say. I said it's unconstitutional for you to say that Obama.
If it was unconstitutional,
because what you're really saying
is that law.
Don't you think that what you're really aren't you saying that when you say Obama's a socialist, you're saying he's a monkey?
That's what I thought you said. No, I didn't hear that man say that.
No, I'm asking the man.
No, he didn't say that. He didn't say that.
I asked you a question, sir. That's all. I'm just asking a question.
I don't care what.
I'm just trying to ask you a question. When you say he's a socialist, isn't that white code for monkey?
Wait a minute. Socialist is socialist. Okay?
I'm asking about code.
It's not a person. Okay?
What is this code?
Let me ask you a question. Sure.
Okay. I want to ask you a question of Claire, though. I'm sorry to interrupt you, Britton. What is this code, the code word?
You know as well as I do, Phil, that you and your white friends have code.
Me and my white friends?
Well, what I meant was white people have.
You know, if you would, do me a favor.
Yeah.
Name one other African American that's a socialist or a communist. Please do that for me. Because if you think
I don't know any
or socialist with African American, that is the most off base, ridiculous thing I've ever heard. I can't believe you're a guest on a talk show.
You asked me to name legitimate.
It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
You asked me to name another African American as a socialist. I can't name one. Let alone another one.
Why would you suddenly think that either socialist or communist was a code word for African American?
Because I'm a black woman. I'm a black woman, sir. Sir, I'm a black woman, so I don't know what you white people think. I would be better off asking you.
Well,
what do you think is a black person? Do you think Danny Glover is a socialist? Do you think Danny Glover is a socialist? Danny Glover is a socialist.
Okay, I'll say it. I think Danny Glover is a socialist.
You just called him a monkey.
No, I didn't call him a monkey. And by the way, I don't think Danny Glover's a socialist. I think he's really, really liberal, maybe even left-leaning, which to me means kind of stupid. But then again, right-leaning means stupid, too. You know, but I don't think he's a socialist.
You just said that Danny Glover is a monkey. I beg your pardon?
I said... Then Sean Penn's a monkey. Tim Robbins is a monkey. If you want to go that way, if you associate that like with being socialist or communist, first of all, ma'am, I think that you are much more...
I have never heard Sean Penn. I've never...
...than any of the listeners to this show would ever be. I'm so appalled by the
I've
way...
I've never heard Sean Penn refer... I've never heard Sean Penn... Have you ever called Sean Penn a monkey? No.
No. And I've never called Sean Penn a commie, to be honest with you. I don't think Sean Penn's smart enough to be a communist.
What is that supposed to mean?
I think to be a communist, you have to really, invest yourself in study. I mean, I think you have to have come to some pretty far-gone, some pretty heavy conclusions about the world, history, economy. To be a communist, I think you have to be a pretty intelligent person. Now, it may not be the best way for our society to evolve, but I don't think Sean Penn or anybody in Hollywood is that maybe at one time they were bright enough.
But so to call a black man a monkey might be a good thing, but it still is wrong.
Oh my
Who's
God.
Calling anybody a monkey?
Exactly.
When you call a black man, well, you guys don't get it. I feel sorry for you.
Oh, look at. All right, Britton, I got to.
All right.
I'm sorry, sir. I got to take a break. I appreciate it very much, though. 877-876-PHIL. I'm resisting the temptation of getting this lady. We're going to take a break. I wanted to get her back on the line and ask her about this whole idea that if you call Obama a socialist, that's white code for monkey. 877-876-PHIL. We were talking about the campaign to educate our youths about the First Amendment. This is the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Now, I heard you call me a monkey.
It's the Phil Hendry Show.
We'll be right back.
This is the world-famous Bill Hendry Show.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, and our website, philhendryshow.com, where a live-streaming video of our show is on right now. Clara Bingham joins us, a middle school teacher from a Joyful Union Middle School in Bellflower, California. The movie Twilight, before we get to some phone calls, you call that film an example of the abuse of the First Amendment, correct?
That is absolutely so.
Why?
Well, I don't think there is any secret that in the expression of that film, Twilight, which is a very, I think, an unconstitutional use of the First Amendment in endorsing young white people to be a part of the undead or a vampire cult. There are,
what do you mean white people?
Because there are no black actors in that film. That movie is a First Amendment abuse that targets young whites to be a part of some cult. And who would be the natural victim of a young white undead or a vampire cult? I can tell you who. Young black people who would become a victim of a vampire, of a white, these punk, young vampire punks. I'm simply saying, Phil.
Oh, that's bizarre.
But I'm simply saying, I did not make up the fact there are no white actors in Twilight.
But to call that a First Amendment abuse, I think is bizarre. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Chris on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, hey, how you doing?
I'm good, sir. Thank you.
In listening to this lady talk, it really helps and enforce, and I'm so glad my wife and I, let me first say, I am black. I went to a public
finally
school.
Finally, I've got a brother on the line. I can...
Yeah, you got a brother on the line. But this brother is going to say that I'm so glad my wife and I homeschooled our daughter, because this stuff that you're talking is totally out of this universe. First of all, I did not vote for Barack Obama because of what
he did.
That
is very unfortunate.
And I was not going to vote for the first black president just for the sake of voting for a first black president. And by the way, he has some black in him, but he's also the first, if you want to look at it this way, he's a white president too, because he has white blood in the system. But unfortunately, the black community, a lot of them, not all of them, but a lot of them want to vote and make history, not realizing that you are putting a nail in your own coffin if you listen at what
you
want to
something
do.
I understand, but, you know, what about Twilight not having, they don't got no black actor in Twilight?
I'm not talking about Twilight. I'm talking about President Obama. I'm not talking about Hollywood. I'm talking about Hollyweird in the White House. Okay? his policies,
You got the white man. Now you got the white host laughing now.
Policies,
he's laughing at us.
No, I'm not laughing at
his policies, ma'am. If you look at them, you know, they constantly, the Democrat Party constantly want us black people to continuously look at them. And if you look at history, ma'am, you will see that the Democratic Party is the racist party. You will see that it was the Democrats that did not want to vote for civil rights. It was the Republicans, ma'am. If you look at your history, that took place. Ma'am, if you look at
Democratic
your history... Ma'am, if you look at your history, Martin Luther King was a Republican, ma'am. If you look at your history and you teach, if you're going to teach the kids, teach them the truth, okay? Don't teach
them
that propaganda. Ma'am,
don't you think that if I stand in the middle of a crowded black theater and I yell fire?
I understand that it's the public school system is a government school system. And I understand that you're brainwashing, because that's what you're doing. You're brainwashing. But if you want to tell the truth, let's talk about some of the, you know, instead of when Black History
Month. I'm saying about when BP is leaking all that oil, and all that oil is black. What do you think they think when they see that oil leaking out? They're going to think about you.
Ma'am, when Black History Month comes, when Black History Month comes, how about teaching the blacks in your school, how about teaching them about other black founders instead of Martin Luther King, instead of Frederick
Douglass? I would love
Douglas
to be able to teach them, was there ever a black vampire other than Blackula?
Why don't you do
but
that,
all
ma'am?
We have is Blackula. All we have is Blackula. We don't have that, Twilight.
Who cares about Blackula?
I'm simply saying that the Twilight movie theater.
Who, this man, he's not talking about Hollywood, as he said.
Yes, I'm here. I'm listening. But you haven't answered my question.
Ma'am.
All we got is that black, that Raymond, what's his face with them fangs and those mutton chops. That
ma'am.
Will never do. No.
Ma'am.
All right, look, very good call, Chris. I got to take a break. 877-876-PHIL, the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Blackula.
Phil Hendry.